From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Kerry headed to Europe on concern of Brexit. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will make previously unannounced stops in Brussels and London Monday as Washington reacts with concern to Britain's vote to pull out of the European Union. The top U.S. diplomat is already in Rome today to discuss the stalled Middle East peace process. As Europe continues to deal with the shock of Britain's vote to leave the EU, foreign ministers of the EU's six founding members, Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders, and wounded many more in days of ground and air raids near the border with Pakistan. The clashes in Nangarhar province's Kot district subsided today, but search and clearing operations are still underway, said regional civilian and security chiefs. From Washington, this is VOA News.